There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for staying with us for hour number two of Resurrected Republic on the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Lori and Tom. We have Texas Lori with us. We have Chris in Vegas. Chris, I want to thank you for, if you're still there, for hanging in there with us. We've just been with callers, and I do like to get to the callers, you know, they call in on our 800 number. Chris is riding shotgun in Vegas as well. And you know what? I'm going to turn it over for about 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to turn it over to Lori and Chris, and you guys can cover for me for a little bit. And you go ahead, and I'll chime back in about 10, 15 minutes. How's that?
Sounds cool. Good. And Andy, we had a question for us, so go ahead, Andy.
Am I still here?
You're still here.
Yeah, you're still with us, my friend. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. No, Chris in Vegas, man, I still feel for you. I hope you get your car back. But the point I was fitting to make was, why does it take a six-year education to become a lawyer or a six-year education to go after a judgeship when the Constitution is written in the fifth or sixth grade level of words? I mean, how many college years do you need to understand what the Constitution means? These people who wrote the Constitution certainly didn't write it so it would take forever for you to figure out what the hell it means. So, I mean, we're sitting in a world where these people have put so much red tape, yellow tape, black tape, police tape, whatever, that we can't figure out what is up, what's down, what's over here, what's over there. This doesn't make any sense. The Hammonds have no victim. The Bundys have no victim. There's no crime, and yet they're making some federal case out of this, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm absolutely tired of this country. I'd be better off if I just went and shot myself in the head. I'm not going to do that, but it would be just better if I went and shot myself in the head, because none of this stuff makes any sense. Can you guys make any sense out of this for me?
Yes. Very simply, it's all about money. It's all about ownership. It's all about greed. When it all comes down to it, there's contracts that Harry Reid and the Clintons and quite a few other people had that are down local in the areas, whether it's from Texas to Oregon to Nevada or anywhere else in this country. They're looking for the mineral rights. They're looking for the uranium rights. They're looking for the land. They're looking for the control, and they want to push you into the Agenda 21 cities. If you overlay all the maps, this is the research they've done for years, and now it's called 2030. I think the website's 2030.org. You can see where they're trying to go with it, or were, because there's been a big kibosh been put on their plan. They're still trying, and they're going to continue to try straight out of the UN. This federal police force that I believe Trump said tonight, I did not hear it, is part of this plan. Even though Trump is making the appearance of it slowing down, it's continuing, and a lot of people, because their side won. They still have the cognitive dissonance because their side won. And the greed factor that they can make a living and they can take care of their family and they're okay is all they need to continue this agenda. Just because you're okay doesn't mean that it stopped. Just because you hear the words you want to hear and you don't know the definitions or understanding of it, which Chris is absolutely wonderful on the understanding of these words, you're going to be hoodwinked. And it stopped in some areas with the farmers that I talked to today. They absolutely have defined the words and know exactly each bill, each piece of legislation, each word that's said. They're defining it now, and it's absolutely phenomenal listening to them talk up here.
Well, there's no way that these people, when you take the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, which is our unalienable rights, and then you start writing laws against it, I mean, background checks for the Second Amendment, only going to a certain point in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, but upon probable cause. Oh, and now you just stop at probable cause, and you're doing all this stuff. There's absolutely no way these people are, first and foremost, they give no credence to God whatsoever, because these are supposedly unalienable rights. They came from our God. And yet they can just avoid them with impunity. I mean, I punked out a cop in a Whataburger. You know, I asked him, I said, well, what gives you the right to pull people over for a pulled over taillight? Well, probable cause. I said, yeah, but did you read the rest of that amendment? It comes with a warrant of affirmation, dude. So the freedom is being eroded here. We really need to get back to freedom. And this guy got up with his hamburger and his bag and ran out of the room. I looked over to some college girls and I said, I think I pissed that guy off. And one of the other girls goes, yeah, you did. And I was like, and the college girls, they don't even care because they're millennials. But the point of the matter is that you got the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. That is your Bill of Rights. Okay? They're unalienable. They were put in the Constitution to be protected by our government against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which is what sets us free. And we got courts that won't even allow you to defend those. You can't even use those rights in court sometimes. You have to determine whether or not your courtroom is a constitutional courtroom or a UCC courtroom. And once they declare it's a constitutional courtroom, then it becomes, okay, all my rights are in effect now. But if it's a UCC, there's no rights that come with UCC. So you're just another funneled person through the crowd. And these people we call lawyers, they're not lawyers. They're not lawyers at all. These people are there to funnel you through it. I was in a courtroom for a DUI, and my lawyer, I paid him $5,000 to defend me. And he came to me before the court appointment and said, look, the prosecutor, the attorney, her mom was just hit by a DUI, a drunk driver last week or whatever. I looked at him and said straight to his face, get her to recuse herself from the trial then. And it didn't happen. And I ended up in an ankle bracelet for 30 days at my own home and stuff. So this is absolutely ridiculous. What we're going through is just absolutely ridiculous. We got to recuse ourselves from the entire judicial system. It's not a justice system. It's a J-U-S-T-U-S system. It's a corporation. Tell me about it, Chris.
But we have to educate each other. Don't you agree, Chris? I don't know if Chris is still there or not. But we have to educate each other. And I think we need a little bit more education before we can start making changes. But you have people on the streets everywhere, in front of courthouses everywhere, trying to educate people, doing radio shows like this and all of the ones on Republic Broadcast Network. Every little bit helps. And There's so many people putting their time out and effort. And I think if you saw what I'm seeing, you would have a little bit more hope. I'm seeing people actually, literally trying to learn, trying to understand, trying to be there for people. And it's a big change. And it's hard for some of the people that are new to this as well. It's going to take time, but I think we're getting there finally. Finally, we're getting there.
So, I wish I could see through your eyes. I really wish I could, because I'm at the point of revolution here. You know what I'm saying? And I know plenty more people, veterans, and just other people that
we've had a saying on the internet for a long time. He who rages first loses. He who strikes first is going to lose. You strike first.
That's almost a fallacy, sweetheart. That's almost a fallacy, because if we don't strike first, we're going to be struck against. So they're going to strike us, and we won't be ready for it, because we've been sitting here being all solace and stuff, pretending like this stuff's not really happening and that we're not being suppressed and all this stuff. We're not really pretending, but we know we're being suppressed and pushed down and suppressed and whatnot. But we need to stand up to these people, and like I said before, we need to be hanging people from those light posts in front of the White House to show all these tyrants that we're not going to put up with this, because there's more of us than there are of them.
There are more of us than there are of them, and we're making changes, sometimes little bits at a time. And I know a lot of people are frustrated, and it's really hard to say, and we've got to calm down and make sure those around us know. And here's one of the main reasons why we need to calm down. You go and have a revolution, just like they did in the Civil War, and all the history is lost, and people think it's over slavery and not over what it truly was. Go on to ResurrectTheRepublic.com and read Tom's research that he did with Bruce. Go and read it. And you will see that what they did was enslave us instead of freeing the slaves. So what we do if we have a revolution right now and we say, oh, I'm so mad, I'm going to rage out against all of this, we're not educating. The smart thing that Ammon Bundy and the rest of the guys did was when they went for this adverse possession, the key thing that they did was educate so many people to the truth and woke them up. Instead of just going out and doing something, they educated along the way. When the Civil War happened, people just died, things happened, and oh, it's just freeing the slaves.
What's funny is that most of the slaves were already free before the Civil War happened, and 90% of the reason why we had a Civil War was because the northern states and stuff were more populated and had more people in it, and they were taxing the southern states without representation, the exact same thing that the British were doing. So it had a lot more to do than freeing the slaves. Most of the slaves were already free before the Civil War even happened.
And what they were doing...
And a lot of slaves actually fought in the Civil War.
Yes, but what they also did was they were taking the resources, the land, the resources, the products and everything from the South, and tried to take it very cheaply up to the North and export it. Just exactly what they're doing as the BLM. Same exact scenario. So, you know, just how it is.
You're absolutely right. And that therein lies the problem, because how did we even get the BLM? How did we get the FBI? How did we get the CIA? How did all these things come about? There's nothing in the Constitution that affords these corporations or whatever they are.
Just like what's going on right now. If it's true, I did not hear the speech tonight, I have to admit that. But I do know that Trump is ordering federal police around the country. The people are so happy that Trump's doing something, they have forgotten their duty, and they have forgotten that this is not constitutional. We are not supposed to have federal police. So how did it happen? Just like it's happened in the last couple of weeks. Trump's putting in federal police all over this country. That's not constitutional.
Well, let's go back just a minute. When I told you a second ago, and you understand this as well as I do, this Constitution is not written in 30-year-old language, 30 years of college worth of language. This is written in fifth and sixth grade language. So right. we don't even need to perceive for 1 second how this guy got the authority. He's got the authority through being passed down through the presidential area. But this is a misconception of the Constitution. Just think what this country would be like if these people actually read the Constitution and abided by it and stood by it, and we had representatives that actually believed the Constitution was going to set us all free. The problem is they don't want us to be free. There's an agenda here. They want to enslave us.
It's not them. Hold on. Whenever we say something, we've got to take responsibility ourselves as the people. That's a big thing with me. We failed ourselves, and our ancestors failed us.
Here's the thing.
Instead of putting it all up, we were all born in this. We were all born on both sides. I know I keep saying that over and over. But until we start taking the responsibility where we messed up, we can't sit there and point the finger at everybody. That's why I'm easy on the police and law enforcement, is because it's our fault that they get away with what they get away with. The key thing of why the president is doing the things he's doing is that Congress has approved all executive orders, pre-approved them. They did this back in the 1930s. All executive orders are pre-approved. So they really gave us a dictator. It was Congress. We keep saying Trump, and nobody's calling their congressmen anymore. No one's calling their senators. There's so many congressmen and senators skating right now, passing laws, doing things behind the scenes, because we're not watching them anymore. It's not Trump and his executive orders Congress needs to take away. They need to do away with every single executive order that's ever been written, because it's not in the president's constitutional duty. This is where we say, oh, Trump can do this. What we're asking for is for a dictator. So it's up to us to say, no more executive orders. Congress, rescind the executive order. Congress, start doing your job and abiding by the Constitution, because Congress, in their oath, have the most responsibility in the government, in my opinion, to help us retain the republic. No other group out there in the government has it in their duty to keep that form of government other than at the state level. And it's Congress shall ensure a republican form of government. That's word for word out of the Constitution.
So what's the resolution to that? I mean, how do we make this happen? And this is running right back to where I said before. We're going to have a revolution, because more people wake up, the more they figure out how screwed they've been. They didn't spend any time in school learning anything about their rights, and now as they find out what their rights are, they're going to want to rise up. It's going to happen. I mean, it may be 10 years from now.
No, they don't. I'm going to tell you why they don't. I've been up here in Oregon asking for 4 to 6 men to go with me in some meetings. I can't get one to go with me. I can't even get a woman to go with me. If I can't get 4 to 6 men to go with me to talk reasonably and sanely with common sense and respect to these authorities, we're not going to do anything. I've been a woman standing alone most of the time, not all of the time. There have been some very good men that have stood with me for short periods of time. But if we can't get a group together to go and stand educated of what we're going to do and nothing knuckleheaded, then we're not going to get anywhere. If you can't get 4 to 6 people around you to go help you out, Tom's rotting in prison right now. Rotting. He's literally sick right now. I can't get him to the infirmary. Okay? I can't get people
That's
to go with
terrible.
Me. So, if we can't get this done, it's our fault. I don't want anybody blaming any federal official around us when we ourselves can't pull together and get things done. You know? So, it's us.
But the bottom line is how are we going to change all this?
When somebody puts a call out for help in your area, or there's a local meeting and there's that crazy lady speaking, because it was crazy the things I was saying to our school board. No one knew about Agenda 21. No one knew about Common Core. It sounded nutty. It still sounds nutty. I didn't make it up. But no one would stand, and I would beg and plead. There's someone in your area begging and pleading for you to stand with them. Go to those local meetings. You'll find him or her. And learn what they're trying to talk about. Stand with them. That's how we change.
I did notice a few new ones last time.
Well, somebody's talking in the background.
You know what? New ones.
I've already punked out our council, city council here. They had no response and had me removed, so... I mean, when you talk the truth to people, it's like shooting light at a vampire.
Exactly.
So.
But if we can't stand for each other, then we're all going to, wouldn't it, if you can't stand for each other, you're going to hang separately? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we've
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, and Thomas is hanging separately. I'm hanging separately. The men up here have a few people here, but there's people around this country hanging because we're calling out for help. Just to go and be a body in the room and stand beside somebody, we can't do that. Literally, we can't do that. That's the problem.
You know what?
I don't want to blame any official when we can't do our own job, and I'm adamant about that.
Well, you know what? I'm a free spirit. I can throw my backpack on, and I can be in Oregon maybe in a week if you need somebody to stand with you. Because I believe the Hammonds, the Bundys, this is just an atrocity against the American people, and I think more people should stand up, and we got a bunch of chicken buttheads out there that really deserve to have their heads stuck up their behinds. And just keep it there, because that's where it is most of the time anyway. This is absolutely ridiculous what's going on in this country. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying here. I'm not a fan of what's going on here. I'm a veteran whom had to follow orders, did some things he's not very proud of, and now knowing what I know for the last 8.5 years or so, I know I screwed up. And I felled the American people, and I took an oath. I took an oath to the American people, and I felled that oath. And that is something that I look back on, and I'm not very proud of at all. So you guys take care of yourself, drive safely, and I don't mean drive like a car, but drive safely through, navigate through what you're doing. And take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you again some other time, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
And just an update to people before Eric hops back on here. I did talk to Thomas last night. He has been sick since I talked to him on Saturday. They have not sent him to the infirmary. He says he has a cold. It could be anything with his Lyme disease. He is not on a heavy pain medication. It's more of an ibuprofen medication that's not going to touch his pain. It's still more of the same. He was getting a little bit better yesterday. But, you know, they did break Blaine. I don't know what they're doing to Thomas. And, you know, it's a little bit tough. But we got to keep our chins up. And he told me to go to the trials and keep reporting on the trials. So I'm doing what Thomas has asked me to do. This is what's going on. It's not easy, but day to day, this is how it is, and we'll all get through it. We just need to all start standing together instead of letting this happen and stop blaming people. Take some responsibility, stand up, and make it stop. You still there, Eric? Chris?
Chris is here.
Hey, Chris. So have you heard anything going on with Nevada trials today?
Well, I was there this afternoon, I should say. I didn't make it morning, but I got there right at the lunch break and hung around until quite a while. They were interviewing or questioning, if you will, one of the BLM agents. I didn't get his name. He didn't say it while I was there to get it. I thought I had heard one of them refer to him as something like Apple or Abel. Couldn't tell you for sure. And he was being, obviously had been very well coached by the federal prosecutors. Very careful with his answers, very evasive, equivocatory, not make any commitments that would hurt them. Although it was apparent from what I observed from the jury and others in the room that a lot of times his questions, his answers were really kind of preposterous under the circumstances. They were trying to box him in, getting to admit that he was the other people there and tell him what his view of what he saw them doing, and he would never confess that they were pointing in the direction of the people of the underneath the bridge. He wouldn't. It was just really difficult to get him to pin him down to commit to anything. He just was avoiding that at all costs, like he'd been very well coached and coaxed, if you will, by the federal prosecution, which, of course, that's what they're supposed to do. And then there was another young lady who had been the communications expert that had set up the initial operations for being able to have tracking of everybody that came and go for safety purposes to make sure everybody got in and out each day and that sort of stuff, and computers and so on and so forth. But there were a number of objections. And I could see that there was a bit of bias from Gloria Navarro, the chief justice here in the Nevada, reappointee. And from what I could count, what I saw, it was about 5-1. 5 she would sustain for the feds, and 1 she would sustain for the defense. So it was a apparent soft bias, I guess is how you might call it. But it was biased nevertheless. And, of course, that's what you expect. And that's the whole thing about going to the federal court for a federal case, is the deck is highly stacked against whoever's going in there that's being accused by them, because you've got federal judges. And, you know, that means that the federal is going to have their thumb on the scales of justice to assert their point of view very clearly. It's undeniable. It's nearly unavoidable.
So they were asking them direct questions about the wash, that's where they had this, the quote, standoff.
In fact, I called it wash day. I was thinking it was wash day, that's what it was.
Right. Well, did they specifically ask them if they pointed weapons at the people?
Well, they showed a number of videos and photos and so on and so forth, and drone shots and helicopter shots and so on and so forth. In fact, some of the shots they wouldn't even reveal what was there. They obstructed it from everybody except for maybe the jury and maybe, and of course the witness that was looking at it. Maybe the judge could see it too. Maybe the prosecutors and defense could see it, but the people in the gallery and couldn't. I hear the music.
Okay, well, let's continue this on the other side.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Erica Freedom Screamer with Lori and Chris. Thanks for joining us on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but in open bases, closed the straits of fear.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Chris in Las Vegas. Thank you all for staying with us here on the second, or the final, the fourth segment of the Resurrect the Republic show. End of the second hour coming up. Why don't I just let you guys pick up where you left off? You're doing a fantastic job. Go ahead, Chris and Lori.
And Chris, you were talking about the testimony they were given today.
Right. Well, and what struck me very, very curious was they were hiding part of the evidence from the people in the room. And to my estimation, based upon experience and what I've seen happening, it's apparent they must have been hiding perhaps MRAPs or some other sort. They had a water cannon there for sure that they were thinking about using on the people underneath the bridge. The militant nature, the conversation they kept trying to apply to the people that were defending the land, trying to reclaim their cattle, and to prevent these bullies from the government from oppressing them under color of law, their complete diatribe, their mimetics, their word structure, their phraseologies, they were all militaristic when they were talking about the defenders. But they were trying to neutralize themselves and claim that they were in fear of all this sort of stuff, and they had virtually the same rifles amongst themselves, 223s and maybe AKs and so on and so forth. I don't know what all the Patriots had, but they pretty much had 223s amongst all of them, and the rifles that were collapsible and a military-type assault weapon. Whether they were full auto or not, I can't tell from looking, but I can only presume that they may have been. Of course, they could have been semis, too. You know, it's, there's no way of telling by looking unless somebody identifies it. And that really is the delineator in the Code of Federal Regulations definitions as to what a weapon is. A military weapon is full auto rifles, pistols, or shotguns, and sawed-off shotguns or rifles below 18 1/4 inches exclusively. And so in a military term, a weapon would be those full automatic weapons only. Anything else that's semi-auto would be for sporting goods, for target practice, home defense, or homeland defense, as the case may be. And this is one of the things that the lawyers will never go to because they don't want to talk about the specific meanings that are set forth in the regulations that delineate with clarity what we're talking about or not talking about. The testimony from the blonde that was the communications expert who claimed that she was one of the few by coincidence that had the special skills to set the things up that she did and talked about her prior fire training experience and then law enforcement experience that she had as she was wiping her nose that was dripping instead of using a Kleenex with her hand, not being particularly, I would call her a little rough around the edges. but she was pretty articulate. She talked rather fast in the young vernacular with a machine gun delivery, and she was very forthcoming. In fact, it was hard to get her to quiet down. There were very few exceptions because she was just putting out a voluminous amount of information relative to the entry and exit, the tracking of different groups of people, contract agents, BLM agents, some of their support personnel.
Hold on, they had contract agents there?
Well, they'd obviously had contract agents that were doing the helicopter herding of the cattle and the cowboys that had come in to herd the cattle. And there were also people that were not BLM employees that were driving the dump trucks and stuff when they had tore up the infrastructure of the water distribution piping. They'd been there for 100 years to provide water for the cattle so they wouldn't die of thirst in the desert out there. And so this is very troubling, you know, whenever... You know, and she talked about them having to evacuate the communications tent. Now, that whether that came at the sheriff's behest or what was going on, that was right after they'd had the so-called incursion there underneath the bridge with all the 50 to 200 mounted cowboys and about that many people, probably somewhere around 80 to 100, I'm guessing, is how many people were there. I'm just guessing on that. No hard numbers were revealed, but the number of BLM agents and spotters that were on high grounds around, and they have obviously had infiltrator agents amongst the cowboy crowd, if you will, that were providing intel from the inside, and they were touching on the pre-shift meetings that day, and I guess they had maybe not had good intel that things were going, although they did talk about the amassing of horses and a parade and some assemblies that were going on there that seemed to be suggesting something, but they'd already cut down 50% of their workforce and their laptop communications they were using to track people out and having a complement of 4 plus a server to 2 plus just 2 laptops exclusively. And so it was rather interesting, but Carol Bundy was there. There was the benches were almost full on the Patriot side, but there may have been 10, 12 on the other side. So a much stronger representation to support the Bundy and the Cowboys and the Patriots, if you will, than there was on the federal side. Cool.
Well, it sounds like it's going good for the people. With some of this information coming out. And Chris, we also have a caller on the line. Tom in Utah, are you still there?
Yeah. I want to find out how many women were in the courtroom on the side of the defendants.
Which courtroom?
Either one.
Or
Las Vegas, Eric.
In Oregon.
His wife was there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Eric Parker's wive was there. Clive and Mindy's wife, Carol, was there. There were a number of other women there. Golly, there must have been at least 15 to 20 females in the room, minimum. And just about as many men on that side, not counting the federal agents that were sitting up front with the little earpieces in there. So I don't count them as being on one side or the other, although they're obviously on the federal side, since they're undercover marshals or some other agency, federal police or detective service. But it was a good representation for that side, for both males and females.
The reason I say that is I've been involved in family court cases and other cases, you know, criminal cases, and been able to get men off, so to speak, or reverse the charges. But the real force that I found was effective was to bring as many women into that courtroom as possible. Women don't understand the power that they have in terms of, quite frankly, intimidating the judge and the prosecution. No judge wants to go home and get his attitude readjusted by his wife.
Well, both judges have women.
Observation, Tom. Say that again?
Tom, both cases have women judges, and I'll tell you, in Oregon today, because we have Ammon here, we probably had, and I'm going to have to clarify where these people were, we had about 50 people at the courthouse today in Oregon. Now, a good 10 to 15 did not go in the courtroom. They stayed down by what they call Patriot Corner, by the jail, with signs and horns and horses and all kinds of things out by the jail. It's right next door to the courthouse, so that the prisoners could see them. And over by in the courthouse, they went to overflow. You can take 25 in the room, and then there were another 10 or 15, which may also have been federal informants that were there in the rooms. It was probably more women than men, but about 50-50. And then you had witnesses that were outside as well, and I believe there were six or seven of the witnesses that can't go in the court. So you had quite a number of people there today in Oregon, but you have to remember Ammon was in town, and we've got a lot of people visiting in town being witnesses that people need to talk to and get information going on.
Yeah, the reason I point that out is in my cases, I found out that the women, for some reason, elicit a lot more hate to use the word, but a lot more sympathy. So I don't know if the women really realize the power that they have with their just motherly influence or grandmotherly influence, as I call it.
It's not going to work with the judge. It's not going to work with the judge in Oregon. She's very I don't mean this like Ice Queen, but she's very cold. She's very good as far as the keeping things seemingly unbiased. But when the defense speaks, she does get upset. But she has also gotten onto the prosecution for some things. It's not 50-50. It's maybe 55-45. But she's really trying in this case. And you can see by her face sometimes it's very hard for her. She is really trying. She knows her eyes, everybody's eyes are on her, and it's more public pressure with the women versus men in the courtroom. Public pressure is what's making her hold her feet to the fire. Like I said, the more people you have in these courtrooms,
right,
the more
that pack the courtroom.
We're packing the courtrooms. The yep. more people that are in this room, the more eyes that are on them, and the more that they behave. And we have quite a few good attorneys that are really trying. We all know they go for they're all bar lawyers, but they are putting up the semblance of trying. And, you know, this case is going as clean as it possibly can in the atmosphere that we have politically right now.
Well, I know even if a judge is female, a lot of the other court officers are male, and in the cases I've been involved with, that we make sure that the publicity goes out, and then the wives generally have more sympathy for the families of these men that are being ill-treated. But anyway, that's my only point is that I found the power in women, and it is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Right. We were able to help Lisa Mundy see Ammon. She hadn't seen him since, I believe, October. So she did get to see Ammon. That's his wife. You know, that's a good visit that they did get to have. She was in court there so that she could see him. You know, a couple of the family members were there with her. I don't know all of them by name. But everybody's got a really strong support system here at this case. Like I said, I'm having some issues with Tom, and part of it's a time constraint. But they've got strong support in this part of the case up here. We just need to get it for the people that are on the side fringes of these cases. Those that they're putting in bunches and bundles seem to be getting support, and we just need people to stand with us, and that's just a problem that we're having.
Yeah, we've had a couple of good rallies up at the Utah State Capitol in behalf of the Mundys.
And good.
I'm assuming Shauna was there today, right?
Yes, she was. She's a very lovely lady. She's very, very busy, so I'm not taking her time right now. I will sit down and talk to her this week. But when these cases are going on, sometimes you need to back off and let people do what they need to do, and that's what I'm doing right now, since she has said that we're going to talk. But I'm very, very impressed with her. Very amazing woman. Works very hard, and prayers out to her more than she knows. She's a phenomenal little powerhouse.
Has there been any public rallies in behalf of Tom in his state that you're aware of?
No, not right now. They're concentrating up here on these cases. And what I'm doing is going up there trying to let them know what's going on and get some support. But it's really hard to do with everything that's going on. So maybe by the time his trial comes up, we can get a little bit some more support. I just have to wait and see and keep trying. And it's a lot of legwork and a lot of gas, but I'm doing what I can up here for.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wish I was more able to get out there and do things. I was assaulted and left blind, so I'm pretty much handicapped. But you have to make everything public as best, and you've been doing that. And I'm really pleased.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying.
You,
and I know Eric's out there trying. He's good at it.
Yep. Just
us men, we need to make sure we educate our wives and say this is your battle as well.
Thank you.
If they can do it to the men, they'll do it to your sons.
Yeah, they sure will.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling in. Check in with us later. Later on this week or next week, and we love it when you call in. You're a great bevy of information. You're spot on. Got to fill the courtrooms with observers. It's the only thing the witches' court respects.
I know that courtroom. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Do we have any other callers, Mike? Reb, can you keep it short?
And very slow, where we can understand, Reb.
Sure, wait, buddy.
I'm doing what you said. I'm going public because, what I just heard you say, you want to pack these guinea holes, we call them, where they hold these covens or something, and for the public, we don't like that. I've seen it, a packed room, when we were just out. They threw our stuff out, but we had a preliminary. Those people in Colorado, we don't want them around us at all. We'd be better off if they weren't in there. I'm telling you, your public is not what you think they are around here. They're here's like rubber stamping the local Mujahideen. That's why I phoned on the radio to the Secretary of Defense like you did last time. It's because other people around America got to know this is going on. We're real federal witnesses at the top of the U.S. government. This is as public as I can go. And when you heard that voice on the phone, that was the duty NCO, the Secretary of Defense, talking to you. He didn't want to answer because he's under restrictions. They gave us a time and a date again this past Saturday. I'm not going to say it because it didn't make any sense. We can't confirm or deny anything they said. But he not only gave me time and actual time with the day in Zulu time, which is the universal time. And I said, well, yeah, get there and we'll go into action. Get Bubba action. We're federal witnesses.
Reb, hold on. You're doing it again. Federal witnesses for what? I can't figure out what you're talking about.
United States of America, here in Soviet Colorado, has been taken over by foreign enemies, terrorists, working with your local municipalities against the United States of America, its form of constitutional government, its public, and even its forces around the world. You don't understand. That's why
it's called ICLEI.
Say again?
It's called ICLEI out of the UN. I can't always spell it. ICLEI, ICLEI, I believe. I think I'm misspelling it.
United Nations.
Yeah, I think it's ICLEI. It's the local manifestation of UN Agenda 21.
And Reb, I'm trying to give you some credibility here, so bear with me. Because I know you have something important to say, but I'm trying to put it in words people can understand. Because, yes, most of the government has been taken over through your regional governments. Not only through your regional governments, but inside your government with mutual agreements through the non-governmental organizations. There's quite a few ways that foreign corporations, i.e. the BLM, is a foreign corporation, that have taken over various parts of our government, including if you look up the United States Government Corporation, and I'm talking about the corporation, the democracy, not the republic, is listed as a foreign corporation. Hence, under the War Powers Act, we are known as enemy combatants because we are not part of that country. So many people know this, and the Pentagon, if you're calling them, they're quite aware of what's going on. And you've got to know specifics of how it happened. That's why we're under administrative law versus the common law or even ecclesiastical law, because these things have been put in place, and most of them happened in 1930s versus currently now we're all learning what happened to us. So, yes, there's validity in what you're saying, and I'm not trying to be rude to you. I hope you truly understand that.
Could you repeat that when you phone these numbers I give you? Tell them you know what's going on. And we found out further, there's an international union for these Mujahideen, the fraternal
order. Okay, hold
order.
On. Talk English without the calling them names, because here's the thing. We were all born into it. I'm going to keep reiterating that. And we, the people, did not do our duty to hold their feet to the fire. So we have to take responsibility, which you are by making phone calls. They are fully aware of what's going on. Some people have been trying to get us back to the Republic. Some are playing games saying that they're going to and they're not. And some want to keep it the way it is. What we have to do is find a peaceful means to throw off the enemy and get back to what we're supposed to be. It does not mean overthrow the government. It means throw off, reelect, change the laws, break the law, not break the laws, but throw off the laws, get them canceled, null and void. These are the things we have to do. It took us since 1933 to get here. It's going to probably take us a lot longer because we have to educate people to get back to a semblance of freedom for our children.
Wait,
we're not going to get there as long. You know, we're not going to get there as long as President Trump saying we have federal police and everybody goes and says, oh, great king, thank you, may I have another. You know, Trump may be a good guy, but he's still continuing this agenda. So with what you're saying, yes, it is true. But we the people are the ones that did it, and we have to fight to get these communists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, Satanists is what I call them, out of power and put good people in that have good morals and values that are going to take care of the responsibilities that we elect them to do.
Let me give out the number. You call them and tell them that. You have that speech. Because I just say, bring the store. Well, when they got rid of the National Socialists, they didn't take over by force in Europe.
But Reb, I'm not going to call them because I'm telling you right now, this is what I'm going to do, my choice.
Okay, but other listeners can call. We're experts. They landed on the continent of Europe, in Asia, wherever the National Socialists, they brought military. The Allies, they called them. They destroyed Europe. It wasn't destroyed by the National Socialists. They had to get
correct. But Reb, I want to go to solutions. I'm going to give you a solution. Our country was founded upside down from every other country in the world at the county level. So I'm going to go local wherever I am and work locally. And if we all do that, it will clean up faster. That's how our country and our government is set up. Going to the Pentagon is not going to do anything because they don't have any power to change what's going on. Those are order followers.
Law now, insurrection law that's just come out in the last 10 years. Nobody's used it. What you're setting up is the local power structure bringing in that law against you. I know where this is going. I've been around 7 decades.
I'll have to look into what's it called again? The insurrection what?
U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076. This is why we have Bubba. She not only reads it, but she correlates it to operations.
Right. Well, that's something that we all need. This is why I'm trying to tell you I'm giving you an avenue, because I had the problem at first when I started speaking as well. People couldn't understand. I cannot understand when you speak fast. But what you just said is, what I'm saying is bringing in this Insurrection Act and making it work. Now we need to go and study this Insurrection Act, which the information you're giving us, put it together to see how it's working, to see how they're trying to manipulate us again.
It just dial 703 in the meantime, 6979121, and tell them Bubba Scout Rev Warplane. You're rattling them. You're going to have to do something. Two-way street. It could come at you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, folks.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Chris in Vegas. Appreciate everybody chipping in. Catch you next time. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Be with us again tomorrow on Resurrect Republic on the RBN Network. Thank you, everyone.
I'm not interested in
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage Highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.